Welcome to the Startup Addict Podcast. I'm Nick Swinburne. I've been starting companies for over 20 years now. I've had some big successes, like Zappos.com, and lots of failures. Regardless of the outcome, I'm still convinced there's nothing more addicting than trying to turn ideas into reality.
All right, episode 42, our quarterly podcast.
42?
Yeah, we do it every quarter. Yeah, every 4 months, we do one podcast.
We've been doing this thing for 12 years.
Only 50 podcasts.
How long has it been?
Let's see. Our last one was Josh Thompson, January 16th.
Jesus. Well, if anyone's listening, we apologize for the long layoff.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Like an insane amount.
Basically, Dennis joined Faded, and then the podcast fell apart.
Yeah, I felt like I was strapped to a bull, and then you slapped it in the ass, and I just took off for 2 weeks. So,
well, better the bull than you.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it's been interesting.
I haven't seen you all week. You've been in Sin City for a week.
2 weeks technically.
Two weeks.
Yeah, 1 week on, 1 week back.
How much on. I missed you. It seemed like a week.
Yeah, it's been Vegas, trying to get Nacheria all set up.
And how's it looking?
Wonderful. It was, I'm trying to think. It was a couple hiccups, but for the most part, I think it's ready to go.
Nice.
Yeah, your buddy Mark was a huge help.
Mark was a monster?
Mark the monster? Yeah, that guy was an animal. We had crab hands, but I think after the first day from just screwing shit in all day.
What are crab hands?
You know, when your hands... Wake up with your hands
just kind of stuck.
Yeah, like stuck like this from grabbing shit all day.
Dude, what are my fingers? Because my fingers are kind of double jointed, and every once in a while they get stuck.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Freaks you out.
But yeah,
you had snow too, right?
Yeah, it actually snowed in Vegas. I guess last time it snowed was 1932.
And it wasn't a little bit of snow; it was a lot of snow.
No, it was like I think 3 or 4 inches of snow.
Wow,
it was pretty insane. I mean, it was just blanketed. It looked like you were in Colorado in the winter.
Nice,
but yeah, it was interesting.
Well, as long as we can just get the health inspectors out there soon enough, we can get open. We got the most invasive liquor license process in the history of the world.
What are they making you do?
It's just crazy. Like, it's everything. Every line item, everything you got, everything you've done, your in-laws, your every certificate proving everything.
Make sure you're not a mob boss.
Yeah, pretty much. No, that's what it is. Yeah, it's all like, why is this so invasive? And they're like, well, it's still tied to the mob days, trying to make sure there's no second, third degree of separation between people and the mob.
That's just way too much info to give to the state.
The only good thing is I found a bunch of documents I didn't know I had. I found like my birth certificate my parents found. I found like my certificate of naturalization. So, I didn't even know I had that.
Oh, but, wow. How do you? Oh, because
I wasn't a citizen, so then I became a citizen.
Oh, I got it.
So
what, Nacheria, how's it look? I mean, I'm only on the building side of it. So what's the open date you're thinking?
I don't know. I just texted Jason about that. I think the health inspector comes out tomorrow. And then that's the first meeting where they walk through and see what you've got to work on. And then at that meeting, they schedule the final inspection.
Yeah.
So hopefully they schedule, you know, it's basically just waiting on that. So hopefully they schedule the final inspection for a week later.
Yeah.
And then the liquor license could be anywhere from 30 to 180 days.
I'm glad I hurried. Yeah.
But we're hoping closer to 30.
Oh, wow.
But we'd have to open without alcohol if we had to.
Yeah.
I think Burlingame, we opened for like a week without margaritas.
Oh, that's true.
And they have a liquor license there where you can get just beer and wine, or you can get full liquor, but we don't qualify for full liquor because we're counter service. So the only way you can have a full liquor license is if you have waiters and waitresses and take the orders at the table and bring the food and drinks to the table. So we take the orders at the counter. We do bring the food and drinks to the table, but it doesn't count. So at first we thought, oh my God, we can't have margaritas, or we have to change the whole model.
Yeah.
But apparently they have a thing, I don't know if it's only in Vegas, they don't have it in California, where you can apply for a beer and wine license with one exception, one specialty drink. So we can do beer, wine, and margaritas. And the margaritas can be tequila. It's not like wine margaritas.
Yeah.
So that's what we applied for. Which in this concept works great, because 99% of the alcohol we sell is margaritas.
Okay, so it's not going to be like a full bar with vodka. It's just mostly tequila.
Just margaritas, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm not even clear if you can serve a tequila shot. I don't think you can. I think it just has to be a margarita. So... But I heard you almost lost a finger trying to move the The margarita machine.
Yeah, those things are widowmakers. They literally, the heaviest thing I've ever
seen. That was the biggest thing I missed was the, hey, Dennis, while you're there, could you just move those margarita machines? And then just watching your mannerisms as you...
Yeah, I unbolted it.
As you
and
sit
like,
there and turn around and go, what the fuck? And look at the 400-pound margarita machine.
Two of them. And I was like, nah. I don't want to lose a finger. Those things are crazy heavy.
But you did try to set high expectations, or you did try to under-promise, over-deliver, because I talked to you on like Tuesday.
Yeah.
Or Wednesday, and you're like, I don't think I'm going to be able to do the chairs and tables. I think I'm just going to have to get out of here, blah, 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 blah. And then the next day, you sent a picture of the chairs and tables.
Well, Mark showed up. The monster. Mark the monster showed up, and I was like, okay, now it's possible. We can do this.
Nice.
No, it's... I was freaking out the first couple of days, because the laundry list that was expected was pretty high. But I think once I... After the second day, I think it was like... Because it was about an 80-hour week, but then once I got the momentum going,
yeah,
by hour 25, I was like, I think I could do this. This is not
so
too
you're
bad.
Just part time out there.
Yeah, it was 80 hours.
What are you doing the rest of the time?
Well, I actually went to I stayed at the locals' casinos, and that was interesting.
No more fights?
There was a close one actually.
Wait, was that last time we did this? We talked about the fight? I think so.
I don't think so.
Maybe not.
No, that was Josh Thompson last time.
Oh yeah. So yeah. What happened? You almost got in a fight.
I almost got
in
a fight at a card table. Yeah, it was interesting because I was just got home like or got back to the hotel like around 8:30, and I was like, maybe I should throw a card game in before I go to bed. You know, that's typically my routine. And then sit at a table, had a couple beers, and then was joking around at the table, and it's two guys, but this one guy was really quiet across the way, and then for some reason this guy, I don't know, I was just sitting there
staying on 15, hitting on 17, the normal.
Well, I mean, the dealer was killing me, right? So I was like, God, this is terrible. I'm losing every hand. So I was like, maybe I'll throw a different strategy up and just say, screw it. I'll just bet on weird just to see if I could throw the juju off the dealer or something. And the guy just unloaded on me, just started almost yelling at me of how I'm betting. I'm ruining the mathematics of the table.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and then I just was tired already, and I did not want to put up with this, you know, just taking it. So I started yelling at him back.
What'd you say?
Well, what was I saying? I blacked out because I was so angry. Well, I told him I could, you know, I don't need somebody to tell me how to spend my money. With some foul language and mix in between. Then he told me to go back to California, which threw me off because I had no idea what clued him in that I was from California, but he assumed that, and so
maybe the haircut.
Maybe haircut. Maybe had the little Apple Watch I'm showing, so he thought it was from California. But so then, and he was complaining that I wasn't even tipping the dealer, and I'm like, tipping the dealer? She's been taking my money for like every round, you know, every round.
Yeah.
And then finally, at the end of it, I didn't want to stay at the table any longer because I was tired anyway, and I wasn't planning on staying that long. I tipped the dealer, and then I looked at him, and I said, "Does that make you happy?" And then he just kind of shrugged at me, and then I called him a fucking loser. And I got up and left. And then he was staring at me like the entire time when I was leaving, like, oh, what is he going to get a bunch of locals to jump me at the casino? So, but anyway, so that was, it was
so nothing,
pretty.
No parking lot altercation?
No, but I definitely was looking over the shoulder the entire time. But,
did you win any after that? I mean, that was early
no,
on the trip.
No, I just kept losing. They did have a mermaid with a snorkel mask swimming in a big fish tank there.
Like a real mermaid?
Well, a woman in a shitty made mermaid outfit. A shittily made mermaid outfit and nice. With a snorkel mask.
But it was enough to make you stay a couple extra hands?
Yeah, a couple more hands, yeah. It wasn't too... Yeah, it was all right. I mean, the people were somewhat nice.
Nice.
But I didn't feel very welcome from California.
Well, speaking of California and spectacle...
Yes.
You're going to have another Nacheria to do pretty soon.
Yes.
In San Francisco, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, it's a pretty big one too, isn't it?
Yeah. I haven't announced that one, but it looks like we'll be opening a Nacheria outside the Chase Center, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited about that one. And that's going to be due when?
That'll open hopefully
September, October.
So you get some time.
So we'll make sure I'll start.
We'll leave it all for the last couple of weeks.
Right, yeah, if you can leave it for the last 2 weeks.
Cram as much things as possible.
And then, you know, get in a good...
And then today, XXX...
Yes.
Or actually, yesterday for a little bit, and today, XXX soft opening.
Yeah, that was interesting.
XXX chicken.
It was good. I actually had the chicken parm, or what do you call parm star?
Parm star.
Yeah. Super good. I actually enjoyed it. I was...
I ordered the parm star, but I got the... I got the curry instead.
Yeah, that's
they're trying to mix it up for me. They were still in Vegas, so it was a roulette. It was a sandwich roulette.
So usually if you're not the owner, they will give you what you order.
Yeah, usually you get what you order. But no, so far so good.
Yeah.
A lot of feedback, just soft opening, so no promotion, just open the door and see what happens. And the first day we got some feedback, we adjusted a couple things, and we'll just keep doing that, and then eventually start doing some marketing and see if we can get it going.
Yeah.
Which we need to, because we're going to Oklahoma on Thursday.
That's another one.
Apparently XXX number 2 is going to be in Norman, Oklahoma.
That's going to be...
As we say it out loud, it sounds a little crazy.
Yeah.
But that'll be fun.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. I've never been to Oklahoma.
Neither have I. And I've always wanted to go to a big college football game, so now we'll have to go out there for a big game.
Is there a big game while we're out there?
I mean, Oklahoma's a big football school.
Do they have football all the time?
No, only during the fall.
Yeah. Are we in the fall?
No, okay. We are in the winter. I believe the fall is September through December.
That's right.
Sorry. But we'll be out for a game. Apparently, Jason found the location. We haven't seen it. We'll see it on Thursday. But apparently, it's smack dab in the middle of campus, right where all the action is.
Oh, excellent.
So that should be good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, when are we flying out? Thursday?
Thursday, 5 a.m.
5 a.m.?
Yeah. That's when our flight leaves.
Okay.
So that'll be fun. What else is going on? We got so this week, we got Dozen. So Dozen is moving from the warehouse, thanks to everyone that came out and tested that, to real location number 1 in Redwood City. So we had that one. We had a little bit of electrical, a little bit of painting, some mirrors removed, that kind of thing. So what is it? Monday and Tuesday we break down.
So
the warehouse. Wednesday it gets moved over to Redwood City.
So hopefully Jake's listening. So what I'm planning is, because I'm hoping Jake can help me with this, but Monday I'm going to stay at the Redwood City, try and get everything up in the air, so then we can put everything below it. So get all the lighting truss. And then Tuesday we'll start taking stuff. I'll try and get the speakers down and everything that goes high up and finish everything by Tuesday. So then Wednesday we can really start moving everything over.
But I think the movers come on Wednesday. So when do we need to break everything down?
Probably Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to get everything.
Well, I guess the only thing really to break down is
the rig.
The rig, and then stack the mats.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, we don't even have to stack the mats. They can just grab the mats.
Yeah, just get them over there and stack them somewhere. Yeah. Stack them there. But
and so that'll be fun.
And then Jake, and then while I'm in Oklahoma, I'm hoping I can set up Jake to work on some things so he can just take care of it. And then Monday and Tuesday.
And we hired Jake and Lynette as the initial managers.
Excellent.
For Dozen Boxing.
Welcome aboard.
So it's been interesting to watch, because we have a lot of things going on. So it's been interesting to watch them kind of step in and what am I supposed to do? What's going on?
Yeah. So the company now is growing pretty fast.
It's growing. We got to keep thinking of things. And we got Drift.
Yes.
The Drift. I went to the architect's meeting for the conditional use permit on Friday. So that'll be fun. That'll be next to base camp. And that'll be two concepts in there. It'll be like a nicer dinner place in the back and a coffee and sandwiches place in the front.
Oh, nice.
Still have to figure out exactly what it is. But feel better, because when we first signed the lease, it was kind of like, sign a lease, we'll figure out what to do with it.
Yeah.
Now it's starting to come together. And then, most importantly, once we get everything out of the warehouse, we can set up the Speed Quarters Arena.
I can't even wait.
So Speed Quarters, instead of, it's been taking some time. I know Tommy Thompson, who may or may not have won the last season, because we haven't posted the videos yet.
Why is that?
Well, we've just been waiting, right? Then he's anxious to get back, either to redeem himself or to continue his dominance. We'll have to find out which is which. And then, so we're going to switch. Instead of having just a single events at Nacho Rio, we're going to build a little arena. And we're going to put together a roster of, I don't know, maybe 24 to 32 players.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get to know those players. And we're going to put together a fantasy league. And we're going to stream Speed Quarters, where people can make their fantasy picks.
That is so awesome.
So we got to figure out, is it going to be a weekly, once a week, or how we're going to do it. But I think it'll actually be pretty fun. It's kind of random, even if we say it, but Yeah. Seems fun.
I already have ideas for that arena.
Yeah?
Yeah. We get some, I don't know. I won't spoil it.
We've got a storage unit of bleachers somewhere.
Yes.
Those bleachers have now cost us about three times as much as they originally cost us because they've been in storage for so long. sorry about all the coughing. We just ate chicken sandwiches before we started talking. We don't have much to drink. So other than the update, one thing I thought of, where are my notes? Over this last few weeks, where did I go? Oh, I went to Hawaii. Went to Hawaii for a couple of days. Yeah. I don't even know when. A couple weeks ago, a week or two ago. And when we were in the turbulence, right? So there's quite a bit of turbulence, and we were sitting there thinking, "What?" Yeah, you're sitting there thinking, like,
this is it.
It's scary, right?
Yeah.
And my wife gets really scared, and my son is like grabbing my arm. And I used to get really scared flying, and then after a while, I just realized it's like, it is what it is. There's nothing you can do about it, right? I'm up there. And so all I try to do is look outside and I see the clouds and I'm like, dude, like, we're in the clouds. That's why we're bumping, you know? And it doesn't help at all. Like, everyone's like, shut up. You might think that, but you don't. And I'm like, listen. But then I think to myself, yeah, but I was telling him, imagine we're in a truck and we're driving down a dirt road. We'd be bumping all over the place. Would you think you're in danger? He's like, Daddy, we're way up in the air. I'm like, okay, well, that's not a good argument either. So then I'm like, okay, listen, if you were standing on the ground right now and this plane, shaking as it is, was flying over your head, you'd have no idea. It would just look like a plane because the bumps are so small.
Yeah.
Does that help? No, that doesn't help at all. And my wife's like, that doesn't help at all. That's stupid. I'm like, all right. But then I figured, okay, well, it may not help in the middle of turbulence, but it was, I sat there thinking, I'm like, okay, it's the same thing in, I guess, business or life, right? There's always little bumps. Mm-hmm. And like the way you feel them internally is much more dramatic than it appears from the outside. So there's two parts to that. One part was, if you can try to have that perspective, right? Like sometimes it feels like, oh my God, everything's going wrong. And then you can't understand why you go talk to someone and they're like, hey, that sounds like that's going really great. And you're like, what the fuck? It's going terrible. It's because you're caught up in the little details and the little bumps. But overall, it's a smooth, you know, path. It's just going to be full of little bumps all the time. But even you can simultaneously have little bumps and be moving in the right direction. And then the second one was, I realized even when presenting things, like, I don't know why I do it. I did it yesterday. In fact, I did it today. I constantly do it. Like, someone will be like, hey, that looks, XXX looks pretty awesome. Like, congratulations. I'm like, yeah, it's, you know, but we got to figure this out. We figure that. And it's like, you look at their face and they're like, what the fuck? I don't want to hear about the little bumps.
Yeah.
And then it almost takes away the, it makes them question the whole thing. Because it's like, wait, from the ground, XXX chicken looks like a smooth airplane flying off into wherever it's going to fly off to. So you got to make sure sometimes, or I got to make sure, I don't know if it happens to anyone else, not to get in your own way. And like when people, it's a general thing when people are paying you a compliment for whatever reason, I'm always like, you know, just accept the compliment sometimes. Or at least if someone has a good impression of the business, A, take a second to understand, yeah, you're just caught up in the minutia. And even if you're down, like overall, you're probably still accomplishing some good things. And B, don't fucking kill their buzz. If they think it's like a good business and things are exciting, don't sit there and be like, yeah, but every once in a while the, you know, this happens or the fryer doesn't get out, you know, like, like who cares? So I thought that was not a very clear thought, but that was a thought.
Did you feel this week was a really bumpy week?
No, but I was trying to remind myself, like, I have a tendency to not be able to tell the difference between a little bump and a big bump. Everything just feels like a bump.
Yeah.
Right? Like everything feels the same. Say, now the good part is, I think at times is like, I can get excited about little things or big things, but at the same time, you can spend too much time obsessing about a little bump, which is like, just is what it is. It doesn't really affect the course. I guess if we could rewind a podcast and just start over, I guess what I would say instead of rambling for 2 minutes was, you know, there's always going to be little bumps, but the majority of those bumps aren't throwing you off course. They're just like part of the journey.
Yeah.
But in the moment, it's scary. Like you go these little bumps, and the same as being in a plane, right? The plane starts shaking a little bit. You look out the window. You say, there are clouds. The pilot told us it was going to be a little bit of turbulence. Like, logically, we knew this was going to happen. We expected this to happen. We can look outside and see clouds, so we know why this is happening. But it's still scary and surprising, right? Yeah. And so for me, when I get up there, I just kind of go through all those things to remind myself, well, don't freak out. You knew this was going to happen, and you know why it's happening. So just relax. There's nothing you can do about it. But that's easier said than done sometimes in business, where it's like you know things that are unexpected are going to happen, and you know there's going to be bumps in the road, and it's hard not to overreact to some of those things or freak out or let it take the fun out of the overall journey. Mm-hmm. When the reality is you're on a big journey, and those little bumps affect that minute, but they don't affect the whole journey unless you let it, right? Unless you overreact or freak out. But there are times when in the moment something happens that feels too hard or too expensive or an unexpected expense that's kind of like derails your financial plan, or some, you know, at Nacheria, like it's fucking freezing and raining. And yeah. So you have a slow day, and then you have a slow day. Well, then that's going to affect the numbers for the month. And oh shit, we had like January, it was fucking freezing and raining the whole month.
Yeah.
And it's like, feels like, oh my God, this is terrible. But then it's like, yeah, but in the overall course of the year, that's all going to balance out. There's also going to be really nice sunny days where you're going to get more customers than you normally would. So that was what I was trying to tell myself in that was perspective. And then even further in perspective was more just, reminding yourself what we're doing. We're doing things we want to do, right? None of us have to do anything. We're all making decisions to do what we want to do. So don't get obsessed with that. I was thinking the other day that, I don't know why I was thinking, I was in Hawaii. And so we had a great balcony, like overlooking Waikiki. You could sit out there and it felt like you were at the beach. You know, sometimes the hotel we usually stay at, there's no balcony. And so when you're inside, you feel like you're cooped up inside, and it's almost like you get this anxiety, like, wait, we're in Hawaii. What are we doing in the room? We should get out and be in Hawaii.
Yeah.
In this room, we had a great balcony, so you could just sit in the room and go on the balcony. You felt like you were in the middle of it and at the beach. So our son got a fever. So the last 36 hours of the trip, we basically stayed in the room. Yeah. And so it was like, it was a weird, like, this sucks. We're in Hawaii. We have to stay in the room for 36 hours. Poor guy's got a fever. But then it just is what it is. You know, you have a balcony. Just sit out there and, you know, it's not going to be perfect. Like, oh, woe is me. I can't go. We can't spend as much time at the beach, or can't spend as much time in the ocean. Just, okay, whatever. Sit on the balcony. Yeah. But it was teetering on the edge of letting it be like almost like that being the main takeaway from the trip. Like, oh, we had to stay in the room. It's like, well, you could look at it that way, or you could look at it as like, oh, I get to relax on a balcony. I don't even know where I'm going with this conversation. But what I was starting to say before that was, I was on the balcony and I was drinking my coffee, and I was like sitting there. I love coffee, right? This is the morning, and I was like, and then I finished my coffee and I was kind of like, wait a minute. It's a lot of things like you want to finish, like you want to finish your workout, or you want to do a certain amount of push-ups, or you want to get a certain amount of sales for a company, or you want to open a location, or whatever it is, right? Usually it's like reaching a goal is like the good part. Like you're doing something in order to reach the goal. And once you've reached the goal, you feel like a sense of accomplishment. But drinking a fucking cup of coffee was not that way at all. The worst part about drinking a cup of coffee is finishing it. Right? It's gone.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. The last couple of sips are kind of like, eh, they got a little bit of grounds in them, whatever it's called, and they're usually a little bit cold. And it's like, the farther you get into the cup of coffee, the worse the experience is. And when you're finished, it's the most depressing part of the whole experience. So I was like, you know, cooped up in the hotel room, was like, wait a minute. Just enjoy whatever it is, right? Like, just enjoy the doing instead of worrying about, like, where you're getting to. Right, like enjoy each sip, and just, you know, like it's not always a race of like trying to finish. So I was frustrated, like at the time, right? I had like my laptop, and I was like, I got a lot of shit to do, and oh, I'm falling behind, and what the fuck am I doing in Hawaii? I shouldn't be doing this. Like, you know, shouldn't be, as far as I could be getting more done if I wasn't. But then I was like, just enjoy it. And like, if there's some stuff you want to do, that's like, for me, there's a lot of stuff on the computer that just seems like so tedious and I don't want to do them. Like, you just got to find a way to make that be the coffee and the whole process. Mm-hmm. 'Cause there's no guarantee that, you know, there's no guarantee down the line, or once we work on a business for a while, that it ends up as an empty cup of coffee or it ends up as a pot of gold. Like, we don't know, you know, but it's, we're still going to have to do today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day, either way, to figure it out.
Yeah.
So I would hate to put all the thoughts on only finishing that. And then I got, then I was like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, it's true. And like, when you cook a fucking meal, right? When you cook a meal, people that like to cook enjoy cooking the meal, and most of us enjoy eating the meal. And no one really likes finishing the meal, unless like you're in a, you need to hurry up and get somewhere, or unless you're a kid and you're like, can I go play Xbox? And you're like, only after you finish your meal. And you're like, fuck. So you're just pounding your meal just so you can go play Xbox or whatever. But I was like, oh, I wonder if we could apply that, because it, having all these things with, you know, three concepts all launching locations in the same month, two of those being things that have never launched before, it started to feel like a lot. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, wait, what do you, like, how is it veering towards feeling like bumpy clouds or like something like that? This is awesome. Like, this is all, this is what we want. This is what we wanted to happen. Like, so lucky to be able to have a whole bunch of different things going on that are, and the fact that they're all hectic means they're all close to happening. Like, this is great, you know?
Yeah.
Once they happen, like, once the location opens and is stable, there's a little bit of both. There's a little bit of the pot of gold feeling of like, well, we created something and hopefully it's of some value. But there's also a little bit of the pot of coffee feeling. Like, we're not going to be content. As soon as we have one that's stable, we're going to be like, man, I kind of missed like that whole rush of like scrambling to get another one open. Let's do that again.
Yeah.
So.
No, I definitely felt that working there. You know, it was very stressful and I was getting overwhelmed. But then as the process kept going and toward the end, it was like, wow, that was a lot of work, but the end result was super satisfying to see where it's at.
Yeah. You
know, and
then you'd send pictures, right? You'd send pictures and you'd be like, ah, I'm a little frazzled, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And I was like, wow, that looks awesome.
Yeah. Like, I was like, yeah, but yeah, you have no idea.
You'd send another one and be like, wow, this is looking great.
Yeah. And so, it was just seeing the process and I was like, okay, I actually dig
it. So in that scenario, you were in the bumpy clouds and I was just on my phone looking at this airplane that was flying. I'm like, wow, Dennis, looks like everything's going fucking
exactly.
Everything's going great over there. Yeah, I literally lost my finger and I'm fucking about to
jump out a window. Yeah. And then I was like, it's not that bad actually.
So it is weird. And even like PR, we're talking about, we're looking into a PR agency and like, I was like, well, I mean, step one would be, why do I always lead with, well, this happened, you know, like, but I guess it's like, you don't want to be trying to convince yourself something's going well when it's not. Mm-hmm. And you also don't want to be like, yeah, we're awesome. But I think an interesting balance, even culturally for within a company, now that we add more people, is like that, is making sure we celebrate some of the little wins along the way, instead of it only being bitch about the problems and then celebrate a big win. You know, there should be more celebrating little wins along the way.
Yeah.
Or just progress, not even wins.
Yeah.
So basically, it's enjoy the ride. It's going to get fucking bumpy. If you're ever listening to a podcast and someone starts talking about drinking coffee on a balcony, just hit the fast forward button for a couple minutes. You'll be fine.
Oh, you should say it's super enlightening. You should.
Yeah, it's super. Yeah, that's true. I already fucked up.
You already screwed it up.
My own thing. So, But even within that, like, well, everyone has personal things going on. So, even you know, you see people you know, or people get sick, or you know, eventually we're all going to die type scenarios. Mm-hmm. And it does give you a big kick in the ass of like, dude, what the fuck are you worried about?
Yeah.
What are you stressed about?
You're still breathing.
And it's so hard because, you know, you'll see these things or think about these things, your personal life, and it's like, you almost feel like selfish, or it doesn't make sense that then you're still thinking about work or getting upset about a small work problem when someone else is like fighting for their life. But like, you know, it's just crazy, the perspective of it all.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to also you know, understand that, like, it's all relative. Like, if I'm sitting there bitching, like, oh, we're so busy, we're so this, and then someone else is like, yeah, well, here's what I'm dealing with. It's like, you feel so stupid for, like, worrying about something so small. So, anyways, we're going to be back. We are back. By the time you listen to this, we're back. So we're going to keep doing this on a regular basis.
Yeah, we might have to get a mobile unit because we, Oklahoma.
Yeah, well, we'll do this. We'll have an Oklahoma update when we get back from there.
And then after that, we're Mexico.
True.
The week after that.
So the week after, no, a couple weeks after that. Yeah. It's only February right now.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's not going fast enough.
I mean, I'm just hoping that the grand opening of Nacheria Vegas is not when we're in Mexico.
Canceled.
So, anyways, thanks for listening. We keep saying this, but we're working on the formula for this podcast.
Yes.
And adding some new stuff. But the fun part is, and what hopefully I'm starting to realize is enjoyable, is we're not really here to, I listen to other podcasts and I'm like, we're not really here to give anyone great advice or theories on how to do things. I think what we enjoy is just doing shit.
Yeah.
So all we can really do is talk about what we're doing, and hopefully within there's some interesting stories or content or things that'll make people think, huh, okay, yeah, that's interesting.
I think there's a lot of things to learn in the process of starting these things.
Well, even for me, talking about what we're doing forces me to look at what we're doing in a different perspective and learn from that.
Mm-hmm.
So, anywho,
also also want to give a shout out to Julio. Congratulations.
Oh yeah, Julio, congratulations on the baby.
Yep.
DC won the CCS championship with Gilroy Wrestling.
Oh.
Also second place in the state championships. DC, there's a 0.000% chance you're listening to this. But we did give you a shout out.
Yes.
Apparently we're reconnecting. We had a brief conversation a couple weeks ago. Apparently we might be an opportunity to loop DC into some of these business concepts.
Sweet.
We just got to get his attention for more than 5 seconds. Yeah, he's a tough guy to. A
couple flare guns and something. A couple keys and flare guns.
A couple of what?
Keys, you know, like jingling keys.
Oh, all right.
Look this way.
Anyways, cool. Thanks for listening.
Yep. You guys are awesome. All three of you.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay, never mind.
That's probably four by now.
Yeah, by four. Okay, yeah. See you. Bye.